Hebrews chapter 2, I want to read the first, my text is in verse 3, but I'm going to read the first couple of verses with it. How many knows how to help a preacher preach? Now I don't know what it is you do that helps me. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, do it, will you? I'm not sure what it is. I've seen people, help me if you can. One preacher, I kept saying that, and a pastor after church called me over. He said, look, my people can't anoint you. I've preached in all kinds of places. I don't think I ever preached there again, but they never asked me, but my people can't anoint you, but if you can, try, will you? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Here's my text verse. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Ooh, sweet Lamb of God. I want to preach from this scripture, and I hope I won't seem repetitious to you, to my home folks. They hear me, I would say all the time, but half the time anyway. And I know they've heard all my stories, but I want to preach from this scripture there where it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I don't know. I'm not going to preach on neglecting. I'm going to preach on this salvation. It says, so great salvation. Ho, 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 ho. I'm going to title this sermon is tonight, and I hope you don't take it wrong, but I want to preach on what's so great about salvation. All right? Now you know why I'm not going to finish this sermon. Right? Woo! Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. I just thought I'd sing a little bit. I've tried everything else. Amen. Will you lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me preach a little bit here tonight? Oh, sweet Jesus. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. I've felt this on my heart, and I'm going to preach some more about this as the year goes on. I just feel like there's a lot more stuff in here. I'm just going to get started tonight. Amen. But I want to preach on what's so great about salvation. Amen. If you're saved, you know. Amen. But the Bible said, how shall we escape, amen, if we neglect so great salvation? Now, when the Bible, amen, tells us something is great, praise God, then it is really great. Amen. I want to talk to us about, amen, this great salvation. What is so great about it? The word salvation. Amen. If I can just define it like this, amen. It is, amen. The deliverance from the power and penalty of sin. Amen. Did you hear me? Woo, I know it's going to be like this, but I'm going to preach. I'm not trying to convince you tonight. Amen. I'm just reporting. Amen. Amen. But how many, the Bible said, he that loveth his salvation, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. I don't know if we do anything continually, do we? But breathe, maybe. Let him that hath breath, amen, everything that hath breath, amen, praise ye the Lord. Amen. How many, amen, tonight, amen, with me can say, I love, amen, my salvation. Somebody say amen. I got a couple of little things I want to mention here to us. Amen. But I want you to focus on this. Amen. So great a salvation. Oh, come on now. Amen. I'll tell you, we can just take or leave. Easy come, easy go. Maybe so, maybe not. Amen. That it's not so great a salvation. Amen. But the salvation I'm talking about tonight. Amen. The deliverance. Amen. From the power. Amen. Of sin. And the penalty. Amen. Of sin. Not only is it going to save us from hell and the penalty of sin, amen, but salvation rescues us, amen, from the pain, amen, come on now, and the power of sin. You are no longer under bondage, amen, come on. Why is that? Amen. Why can a man say, amen, I'm free, free, free? Oh, God, help this preacher tonight. It's because of this great, amen, salvation. Oh, amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, we're not going to escape if we neglect so great a salvation. I once again want to say again, I'm not going to preach on the neglect of it. I want to rejoice at the greatness of it here tonight. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the devil ain't got nothing on me tonight but his eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll tell you why. It's because of this salvation. Amen. That's been given to me. I've been born again. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It's not a dose of do better. It's not church membership. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not a little dab of do ya. Amen. But it's a great salvation. A great deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Oh, I want to preach to you. Y'all stay with me. I'm going to preach real fast tonight. Get out of here. But I want to preach about what's so great about salvation. First thing I want to say this, and it gets deeper and deeper and wider, but I want to preach our salvation is so great because the Savior is so great. Ooh, come on now. Praise God. Oh, yeah. There was an artist. I can't remember my artist's names. Amen. But this great artist, amen, came knocking on a friend's door. He knocked on the door, and it might have been Picasso. I can't remember. Start with a P. But he knocked on the door, amen, and he said, is so-and-so there? The artist was there. And he said, no, he's not present. He said, who may I tell him was calling? And he wouldn't give him his name. He said, do you have something to write upon? And the man gave him a pad, and he took out a pen, and he drew a perfect circle on that. A perfect free-handed circle on that page. He said, sir, is this to imply... Will my master know who has called? He said, he'll know. And he said, when he left, he came back. Are y'all with me? He came back, and the man came and said, you had a visitor today, sir. Amen. He said, who? He said, he didn't leave his name. He only left this. He drew this with a free hand. Amen. A perfect circle with a free hand. Ah, I know who that is.
Are you listening to me? He said, there's only one man I'm acquainted with, amen, that has the hand, amen, of this Picasso, the artist, or whoever it was. Amen. I want to tell you, you know why our salvation is so great? You know what's so great about our salvation? There ain't nobody, amen, could do it like Jesus did it. Amen. Are you listening to me preach? I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. It's our the angel told Mary and Joseph, amen, you're going to have a child of the Holy Ghost, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, amen, for he shall save, amen, help me preach a little while, he shall save his people, amen, from their sins. Oh, ain't nobody, amen, like Jesus. I wish somebody would say amen. Oh, what's so great about salvation? I'll tell you, it's a great Savior. Amen. I love this verse. I'm going to turn and read it if I can. Amen. So that I won't miss it. Amen. It's found in Isaiah. Amen. Chapter 63. Amen. Listen to this. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This is this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty, amen, to save. Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would say amen. Who is this, amen, that come, amen, in the brightness of his apparel? Who is this that come from Bozrah, amen, in his strength, mighty to save, amen, what Alcoholic Anonymous couldn't do, amen, come on now, amen, what the meth clinic could not do, amen, what the marriage counselor, amen, could not do. I see one riding in, mighty to save. What makes our salvation so great, amen, is the greatness of the Savior. There's nobody like Jesus. Amen. Come on now. Woo. Oh, I wish I could preach to you a little bit. Amen. In this house tonight. Y'all going to help me preach a little? I want to shout my way out of here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Maxson told me this. Brother MacDonald told me this. Amen. And then I asked Brother Maxson I knew he was telling me the truth, but I wanted to hear it myself. And so he was in Vietnam, Brother Maxson was, and he had just a few months yet to pull. And he had a child. His first child was born when he was overseas. He had never saw her. All he had was a little locket that he wore, or a picture maybe, he kept in his pocket. And he would always show his buddies that little picture, amen, of the baby girl that was born. And he had never held her in his hands, never heard her coo, amen, never touched her, amen. He only had a photograph, and they were pinned down by the North Vietnamese. There were four of them in an area that was surrounded, amen. They had brought in the reconnaissance, or whatever you call the helicopter, came in with the extended ladder, and they only have so many slots, amen, in that chopper. Amen. And so they got down. Amen. There were four men left. Amen. And only one more spot on the chopper. Amen. Brother Maxson told me this himself. Amen. Brother Maxson. Amen. Said. Amen. That they had room for one more. And they looked around. And they had been calling him Pops, because he kept showing that picture around to his buddies, and they were calling him Pops, amen. And he looked at them other men, amen, and none of them would go. They all refused, amen, to get on the chopper and leave the other three men, amen, in jeopardy. And finally, the other three men looked at Brother Maxson, amen, and said, amen, saddle up, Pops. You got to go home and hold a baby. Are you listening to me? Brother Maxson Jackson told me that story all these years later, and he still wept, amen, when he told me that story. Now he's got, amen, Mikey Jr., that's a big old tall preacher boy, amen, and a family, and preached the gospel for years. What was it brought them tears? Amen, come on now, because they were three men, amen, pinned down, that looked at him and said, saddle up, we'll die, and you can live. I wish somebody would say, amen, you know what's so great about our salvation? It's our Savior, amen, that said, I'll die, amen, and let you live. I'll become poor, that you can become rich. Amen, I'll be a curse, that you can be saved. I'll tell you, my salvation is so great, because I've got such a great Savior. Oh, you ain't getting it. I wish I was a preacher here tonight. Huh? Listen to this. I love this. Amen. In that Hebrew scripture, the second chapter, the Bible said, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. Are you listening? For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. Amen. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Are you listening to me, preach? I'm talking about our salvation. It's so great because of the captain of our salvation. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Amen. There's none like unto him. Amen. Spotless and sinless and mighty to save. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Amen. Whew. Anybody here got a library? You go in there and look. Hey man, what author do you like? Oh, I like Borum. I like Rice. I like Morrison. I like, hey man. How about the salvation author? Do you have him? Amen. Are you listening to me? I've read where famous men would write books and they'd have a signing day. Amen. And people line up, buy the book, and stand in line just to get the signature. I've got a few of those. Amen. I didn't stand in line, but I bought a few that people got tired of. Amen. I'll tell you what. My salvation is great because the author is great. Are you listening to me? I wish I'd preach here a little bit tonight. I said our salvation is great. Because the author is great. He signed his name in blood. Amen. It was a love letter. Amen. To those that didn't love him back. Amen. There ain't no man like Jesus. Are you listening to me, preach? Amen. I'll tell you my salvation. What's so great about your salvation? I'll tell you, it's my Savior. There's none like unto him. Amen. He's mighty to save. He's almighty. Ooh, wish I could preach to you. Now, I told you, I was just going to start a sermon. Somebody say amen. Do you love him? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, he's my friend. He saved my soul, and he told me to run. He saved my soul.
and told me to run to save my soul. He told me to run, oh, he's my friend. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, he's my friend. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
You may say, what's so great about salvation? And I know I just touched the surface. It's this great Savior. Amen. I'll tell you what's so great about this is the price paid. Huh? You ever seen folks? And I don't know, me and Brother Jeff have talked about this. You ever see folks buy them? And I don't know if I've ever seen a, how do you say it? Lamborghini? Huh? Oh, you got one. Tell me again about it. How's it say? How's it?
Lamborghini.
You know, you put it in a garage. A big garage. And you point up her at it. There's a Lamborghini in there. Huh? What makes a Lamborghini so great? The price, for one thing. Huh? Are you with me? Ooh, I wish I could preach to you. Anybody getting this little sermon yet? Amen. I tell you, the price paid. Amen. What greater love hath any man than this, than he lay down his life, amen, for his friends? Oh, the precious blood. We're not redeemed. You know what that word redemption means? It means, in one's essence, it means bought off the block. Amen. You know what it cost to get me off the block? Amen. It cost the blood of God's only begotten Son. Are you listening to me? Oh, I wish there was a preacher here tonight. Amen. What's so great about salvation? I tell you what makes it great. It's greater than a Lamborghini. Amen. It's greater, amen, than all this world. Amen. Come on. Amen. For all the wealth of the world couldn't redeem one soul. But the precious blood, amen, of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I remember reading years ago. I'm going to try to hurry tonight. But I remember reading about a little boy, and you probably read it too. A little boy that made a little sailboat, put it out on the pond, amen, and to sail and to see if it would sail, and it did pretty good. But it sailed around, the wind took it down to the overflow, and out of the pond it went and down the stream toward town. The little boy ran, amen, with all his might. He couldn't catch his little boat that he'd made with his own hands. He cried that night, and he wondered whatever happened to it. Days went by. He was downtown with his folks, went by an old pawn shop window, and lo and behold, there sat his little boat in the pawn shop window. Amen. The little boy plastered his face, amen, to the window and said, "There's my boat." Amen. And he ran in and he said, "Sir, I want my boat." And the man said, "Son, that boat belongs to me." Amen. "But I made that boat." And the man said, "Sir, young man, it's mine now. You'll have to buy this boat if you get it." And the little boy went home and began to work all summer long, a nickel at a time. He put them in an old coffee can. Amen. And finally, near the end of the summer, he kept going by looking at the little boat, and finally he came in one day with a rusty can and dumped it on the counter, and he said, "Sir, I want my boat." The man counted out the nickels and got the boat, and the little boy hugged it up and said, "Little boat, you're mine. I made you, and now I bought you, and you're mine." Hallelujah. That's what the Lord says about me. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. He said, I made you, Randy Webb, and I bought you. Amen. Come on now. It wasn't with nickels and dimes, but he bought me with his own blood. I wish somebody say amen. Oh yeah. He's the dearest friend I ever had. He bid it higher than the devil. And he redeemed me from sin. Hallelujah.
Y'all shout a while.
Like singing again. Got one of them singing spirits on me tonight. Huh? Somebody hum me a C chord there. When I was drifting out in sin, I had no peace, no joy within. But Jesus came and He made me glad. He's the dearest friend I ever had. He saved my soul. Oh, bless His name. I'll never forget the day He came. He makes me glad when I am sad. He's the dearest friend I ever had. When Jesus comes, the way is bright. For He's the way, the truth, the light. He cheers me on when I am sad. He's the dearest friend I ever had. He saved my soul. Oh, bless His name. I'll never forget the day He came. He makes me glad when I am sad. He's the dearest friend I ever had.
Woo! Will you worship the Lord with me?
What's so great about salvation? It's the price He paid for it. Oh, help me preach a little bit here. Salvation is so great because it changed my position in eternity. I was destined for hell. And this great salvation changed my citizenship. Are y'all out there, y'all like that? Huh? I was just a poor wretched beggar. Huh? On my way to hell. I wish I was a preacher here tonight. And this salvation, I remember when I first got saved and got called to preach that summer in 76. I got called to preach on the 4th of July. It was the first time I ever felt the anointing. Huh? And I remember couple times, you've heard me tell this before, but I remember one time a lady was in the hospital in Charlottesville, and a girl that I went to school with was the nurse there in that hospital. And this lady was telling her that she knew a boy that was raised in her area, and he was a preacher in the church, young preacher boy in the church, you know, where she went. And this girl said, well, what was his name? And she said, Randy Webb. And she said, oh, yeah, I know a Randy Webb, but he ain't no preacher. And she said, well, yeah, he's from Jewelry, Smithridge, out there. And she said, no, he ain't no preacher. She said, yeah, he ain't been saved long, he ain't been preaching long, but he's a preacher. And this is what she said, and I'm ashamed of this. But she said, the Randy Webb I knew was a devil. Huh? And I remember about 2 weeks later, or three, the man I worked with was at McDonald's, and he saw a boy, and he witnessed to him, and he said, where are you from? And it was old Bobby Lakey. And he said, I'm from Jewel Ridge. And he said, well, hey, the boy in the church. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, this is what happened. And they said,
There's a boy in our church that's preaching from Jewel Ridge. What's his name? Randy Webb. And you'll never guess what that fella said. How'd you know? He said, the one I know is a devil. I remember going home and it was bugging me. And I went home and I called my mom and I said, Mama, pray for me. What's the matter? I said, I'm going through a few things. I said, let me tell you what happened to me. I said, you know, Sister Beulah was in the hospital and met a girl I went to school with. So I said, she called me a devil. I said, then he ran into a boy I was friends with, that was my McDonald's, the guy I work with, and Mom, he called me a devil. I said, Mom, I wasn't that bad, was I? Hello? Mom, are you still there? And she said, ain't God good, honey. You know what changed my citizenship? That great salvation. Oh. Oh, God, I wish I was a preacher. Amen. I see a guy, and I know I'm not helping you. I love to. Amen. But I see a fella, amen, coming into paradise. Amen. Nobody seems to know who he is. Amen. Just a little imagination here. Amen. And it's an old guy. Just a little while ago, amen, he was a thief and a robber. But now here he lands in paradise. Amen. In my imagination, brother, I hear the angel say, how'd you get in here? And he points over to the Nazarene and said, I come with him. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You know what changed my future? Amen. From hell to heaven, it was only one thing. It was the precious blood of the Son of God. Amen. Oh, what's so great about salvation? Woo! I wish you'd worship with me! Receiving, let me read to you, listen to this. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired, hear me, and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Oh, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister these things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Oh. Is it great? It's so great. The angels desire to look into it. The prophets searched diligently, looking at the grace of God. Amen. That should appear unto us. Amen. Oh, how great a salvation. This world looks at us and says, what's so great about salvation? If they only knew how great it is. Amen. They'd love it tonight. Boy, I feel like preaching. I told you I was just going to get started tonight. I'll never get this preached. Huh? With joy, he shall draw water out of the wells. Salvation. Huh? You remember that old woman at the well? Look, she'd had five husbands. It looks like she'd have caught on, but now it ain't working. Are you hearing me? It ain't working. That's a dry well. Huh? Hear me? She came down with her little pitcher like some come to church. They come at an odd hour. Amen. They came down to the well and she saw a well, sitting on a well. And he asked of her, "Woman, give me drink." I'm going to tell you, God has been asking people for some things in this meeting all week. Hear me now. I know I'm telling you right. He's asking something of you tonight. And she said, "What are you doing? And you know the story. Why are you asking of me? Me being a Samaritan, you being a Jew, and man, a woman, me being a woman, and you're a Jewish man. Why are you asking me this?" And he said, "Woman, if you knew who it was." And that's what I want to say to you. Amen. He said, "You'd ask of me and I'd give you, amen, a living water where you would never thirst again." I tell you, we are in an addiction age. Amen. Addicted on in the mountains where I live, they call oxycodone. They call it hillbilly heroin. They've been so many doctors locked up and so many pitiful people, amen, that gets on that Oxycontin and then they cook that meth in them trailer houses and blow their kids to smithereens trying to cook another bit of dope and they just keep going and they're abusing their kids and they're, are you listening to me? And they're drinking enough booze to float a battleship and they're swapping partners and they're getting into perversion. Are you listening to me? Oh, amen. The Bible said, "Where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound." I want to preach to somebody, there's something greater, amen, than the devil in this house tonight. Amen. Oh, come on now. Greater is he that is in you, amen, than he that's in the world. I want to preach to us tonight, amen. The answer to this great crisis in America is a great salvation, amen, that is authored and purchased and captained, amen, by a great Savior. Amen. Come on now. I want to tell you, it'll change your citizenship. You don't have to go to hell. Amen. Hell was created, amen, for the devil and his angels. You don't have to go to hell. Amen. God can change your citizenship. Are you listening to me preach in this house tonight? I'm preaching you a great salvation. Oh, Brother Mike, they'll remember when Mike Bradley come to the altar, how many years ago that's been. Mike was hooked on meth so bad. He came and sat. Now, I don't know where Mike is now. I don't know what's going on with him. But he was hooked on that so bad. He was involved in trafficking and buying and going. And he came and sat down. I hardly recognized him. He hadn't been there, I guess, in 20 years. Brother Zane was sitting on the front seat. And I can't remember Brother Zane moving off of that seat. I was 30 years I pastored him. He'd run and shout, you know, but just to go out. And I looked over and he got up and he went around the church back to where Mike was sitting it with his ponytail and his big old beard and his leather jacket. Amen. Wild, spaced out of his mind and in trouble. Amen. He came, he spoke one word to Mike in Mike's ear, and Mike got up and ran to that altar and prayed about an hour and a half, and he got up and said, "I'm clean." Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. He walked away from that addiction. At times he'd be awake for 7 days in a row. He spaced up on those drugs. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want to tell you, it's a great salvation. Amen. Are you helping me preach? It can deliver you. I'm telling you. I said it's the thing we need. Amen. And it'll take care of the weakness in your life. Brother Mike told me later, Mike Bradley told me later, he said, I pulled in, he went to the church down the road, a charismatic church down the road, and he went down there first, and he said it wasn't nothing going on. Can you believe that? I can't hardly believe that. There's always something going on, aren't they? But he said, I couldn't feel. And he said, I came back up here. And he said, he said to himself, I don't know if I know anybody is still in there or not. And he said, I know Brother Randy's still here. But he said, I don't know. And then he said, well, there's brother's children will be there. He never misses. And he said, I'll think I'll go in. And he stopped in the parking lot. And he said, Lord, if you're going to help me tonight, have Brother Zane come to me during the service. Are you listening to me? Brother Zane had never went to anybody that I ever remember in 30 years. And all of a sudden, he came in about halfway through the service. The choir was up singing. And all of a sudden, Brother Zane just ups and goes back to the back and goes over to Mike and says, Mike, don't you think you ought to give your heart to God? And that was the end of it. Are you listening to me? Oh, we don't need to lightly esteem the rock of our salvation. The devil, hey, he ain't got nothing to trade for this. Amen. This gives me peace in the midnight hour. Amen. This gives me, are you listening to me? It secures my eternity. And if I leave this world, an old wore out, broke down preacher, amen, I'll see the Lord in a better land. Somebody say amen. It'll restrain you from the flesh, amen, and from the sins of your past. It'll help you to be holy and pure and sanctified. It's a great salvation.
Am I right? Let's stand. God bless you. You know, I could preach. I can't do this. I don't have enough time. Don't have enough mind. It's too great a salvation. Huh? Oh, what a Savior. Somebody come to the music, please. I'm getting ready to make an altar right here. The prophets looked ahead and anticipated this day. The angels desire to look into it. Oh, hallelujah. There's men and women have died burned at stake before they trade this in. One of the leaders of the world talked about his leadership and said, you know, we have to just, you know, I don't know what, remember all what all he said. I don't know if it was Napoleon or who it was, and said, Jesus Christ, the poor Nazarene, died on a cross, and men will follow him to death. Amen. Are you listening to me? That's because he's a great Savior. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. You may be a teenager in here, and you may be facing all the culture bombarding you. And the devil tells you, you can't make it. You can't live right. You can't get loose from this. But I'm gonna tell you, there's a Savior who's greater than anything you face tonight. Am I right? How many loves Jesus here tonight, won't you? And all the things that accompany salvation. The fellowship of the saints. The healing of our natural bodies. How many tonight, when you think of a hero that brings tears to your eyes, how many think of Jesus Christ? I've heard of men that cast themselves upon grenades to save their comrades. That's a hero. But what about a Savior that cast his body over the sins of the world? Face the judgment, the wrath, the darkness on the hill, that you could have life. Oh, what a Savior. What a salvation. Huh? Can you say amen? Bow your heads with me. Play. Dang it. God can take care of you. You want to come? How many are you here tonight? I don't know if I want to join church. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know if I want to become religious. That's not. I want to introduce you to a great Savior with a great salvation. It can change your eternal citizenship. How about it? Are you here lost tonight? You don't have to leave that way. How about it? How about it? Lift your hands, church. Ask the Lord to deal with somebody in this house tonight.
Here lost without Jesus tonight, this is your night to be saved. And I know that the devil will try his best to get you to put it off to another time. It's his favorite trick to say you can get it done down the road, another day, another time, a more convenient season. The Bible tells us today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You're here lost without Jesus. This is your opportunity to make things right with God. Come on and give your heart to Jesus. Somebody's here lost. Souls are here that need Jesus. God has given you a chance tonight to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and get right with God. We're going to wait just a few moments here. Will you come now? Lost soul. Lost soul, Jesus is talking to you. Spirit of the Lord is here to deal with you. Will you come right now? Give your heart to Jesus. Ah, this is the most important thing in the whole world. Nothing more important than this right here. Getting right with God. Giving your heart and life to Jesus. Will you come now? Come on, sinner. Come on. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. You're lost without Jesus. Come, dad. Come, mom. If you don't know the Lord, this is your chance to get right with God tonight. Come on, children. Let's seek the face of God tonight. Sinner, will you come with us? Come and give your heart to Jesus tonight. Oh, the Savior's calling. Spirit of God is dealing.
Oh, hallelujah.
God bless him.
His heart was broken.
Oh, Jesus.
Calvary.
Oh, Jesus.